Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.
Hello everybody, this is Sampriti from Science of Seers. You are listening to the podcast of Science of Seers. Today we will discuss some introductory points on qualities of different signs in Vedic astrology. So let's start. The signs known as Rashis in Sanskrit are moving through the sky. The sky is divided into 12 houses that are 30 degrees each, depending upon the latitude of the place of birth. Also, the nakshatras in the sky are divided into 12 signs. While the houses remain stationary, the signs move. The signs move through these houses, and as the houses represent areas of life, areas that everyone has, such as his own self, his finances, mother, father, physical body, etc. So the signs here represent the situations in those areas of life. The planets posited in these houses and signs show where energy of life is more focused and whether it is positive or negative. Signs move through the houses, creating the situation for each area of life. Like Virgo rules gardens, and if it falls in fourth house of home, the native will feel most comfortable in a home that has a well-maintained garden. Similarly, Cancer rules watery places. So if fourth house have Cancer sign, then the native will be comfortable in a house which is near a water body or a house having a water fountain. Therefore, a house in an astrological chart is the area of life, and the sign posited there indicates the situation of that area of life. The sign represents the situation, while the planets represent people or animate beings, and the signs represent inanimate surroundings. The sign of the zodiac in the eastern horizon of the sky, that is the first house at the time of birth, is called Lagna or ascending sign. Lagna is similar to the anchor that tied down the position of all the signs in houses in the natal horoscope. The Lagna changes on approximately every 2 hours throughout the day. It is considered as one of the most important points in a chart, as it commands the house-planet relationship. Unlike Western astrology, ascendant plays important role in Vedic Jyotish. The Lagna is the primary indication of the body, which binds us to this Maya world. Now, an astrological chart is not a simple chart. It is a multi-layered and multi-dimensional yantra, that is an instrument. It can be interpreted in multiple ways, as the native is related to this world as a physical body. For example, the first house represents the head. Now, if Mars, our breaking planet, is placed there, then there is a chance that head may be hurt in some way. Similarly, if Saturn is in third house, there may be arthritis in arm. The fourth house is home, and if Saturn is placed there, the home life will be more harsh or lonely. On physical level, Saturn will give irregularities in heartbeat or a heart that needs more activity to warm up. So, in this way, the native is connected to the outside world. These interconnections may be seen through an astrological chart. Now, let's further consider the qualities of houses, which is dependent on the signs placed there. For example, the Lagna or first house represents the body, and the sign placed there will have a large influence on physical characteristics of an individual. After that, fourth house rules home, and the sign there will influence the conditions of the house. Now, if a benefic planet is placed in fourth house, then it will support all the good qualities of that sign by bringing good people into the house. And if a malefic planet is placed in fourth, then it will bring out all bad aspects of that sign by bringing negativities to the household. In this way, various details are determined about a person's life through houses and signs. So, this was some introductory points on qualities of different signs in Vedic astrology.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of Science of Seers.
You can reach us through the email ID, that is scienceofseers@gmail.com, and also can use the link for asking questions
given in the description box.
We will be back with new episodes shortly. So, see you later. Till then,
Satyam Bruhat, Priyam Bruhat, Yogyam Bruhat.